Now, one of the starting points for those folks was the blues, and to their own music, that even to the music that they were hearing around in America as well. So this next set kind of portrays that connection between the garage rock scene and the blues. And what better place to start than Chicago itself? This next band you're going to hear is called The Shadows of Night. They're basically a Chicago band, a garage rock band, but they're, according to their own definition, what they did is they took the Rolling Stones, who interpreted the blues from Chicago, and added another Chicago layer to it. So this is The Shadows of Night and their version of the blues and their number. But I think the one that they, it's a number that they wrote themselves. This is The Shadows of Night and their number, Lightbulb Blues. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
I'm
Welcome back. The time right about now on your dial should read 10:10 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. The last couple of tracks you just heard in that blues and garage rock connection set were the Outkasts, a band from Texas, playing a cover of Smokestack Lightning. And after that, I guess you really kind of call it a garage rock in the traditional sense of like what we just historically discussed garage rock comes from, because this band is from the UK. That was The Pretty Things and their cover of Don't Lie to Me. Fun fact, The Pretty Things, they kind of sound like a more grittier, nastier version of the Rolling Stones. And actually, they're actually kind of contemporaries. Thing is, though, is their manager decided maybe it'd be good if the band went on tour to Australia first instead of America. And that kind of kiboshed their successes in the States and North America in general. But in any case, if you ever get a chance, do check out their repertoire. They got some really, really cool bluesy numbers on there. If you like the Stones, like in the early days, you'd definitely dig this band. They got really cool blues standards in their repertoire. To keep the tunes rolling, we're going to jump to the folks down in Louisiana at XLO Records. And an old number. It's a bit dirty. It's a bit dirty quality, I'm not going to lie, but it's a killer number. This is Louis Brooks and his High Toppers with Earl Gaines. And the track is called 24 Hours of the Day. I hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Thank you. Welcome back. The last couple of tracks you just heard in that set was Gotta Move by Homesick James, followed by a fellow who I've been listening to a lot quite recently. That was Sugar Ray Rayford and his number, Dark Night of the Soul. Coming up next, I think it's about time we hop on that old gospel train. We got, well, as I've said before in earlier programs, right, the connection between blues and gospel music is a very tight one. If not contentious, but still a tight familial relationship at that. We've already touched on some musicians of that kind, for example, Son House, even Charlie Patton did a few, gospel tunes. The link between gospel music and the blues is definitely there, right? You can hear it in some of the music that you can hear from Alan Lomax's field recordings, which I'll probably play maybe in a couple of shows down the road or so. You can hear like some of the rhythms that would come out of gospel music, and particularly informal gospel music, like what do you call hambone and ring shout kind of gospel music from the 30s and 20s. That stuff is later replicated by not just blues artists, but folks like the Isley Brothers as well. The connection, we've already discussed it, but I think it's about time, you know, just for the sake of our ears and having a good old time, we're going to go jump on that train, further illustrate this connection, and all the while have a fun time doing it. Coming up next is a person who was recommended to me by our lovely music coordinator at CKUT. This is actually a really cool guy. I think he's only got one album out on Spotify, but he's got tons of little cool YouTube videos as well. So if you look him up on YouTube, I'm sure you'll find some really cool live recordings of him. This is Reverend Charlie Jackson and his number, God's Got It. I hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Well, if you need it, God got it. God got everything that you need. Oh, if you need it, God got it. Money.
I come to lift him up. I come to lift him up.
Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 10:33 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. The last couple of tracks you heard on that gospel blues theme set was Reverend Lewis Overstreet's number, Get Ready, I'm Gonna Move, followed by a number off of Dan Auerbach's, what do you call, label, Third Man Records, that's Jack White's, off of Dan Auerbach's label, Easy Eye Sound. That was Leo Bud Welch playing his number, I Come to Praise His Name, a sorely underrated album off of Easy Eye's catalog, so definitely check it out. It's a really, really groovy album. I'm sure after that set, regardless of your stance on whether the blues is the devil's music or not, I'm sure we can all agree that there's a certain kind of similar shared functionality between these gospely, and I dare I say gospely blues numbers and traditional blues. Like we mentioned last week on last week's program, the blues has the power to purify, you know. You hear it, or when you play it, it's like taking a bath. It cleans you of all the grime of living, or at least temporarily cleans you of that, and cleans the mind. So it's empty, you know. It's a state of bliss and just pure, just thinking and just chilling out, you know. And I think we can all agree that if you were boogieing to those last tracks as I was, the gospel music and gospel blues also serves the same function. You know what? In light of that, I just realized to myself, not really though. I just realized because all the set lists here, I make them in advance. I just realized I'm not getting off this gospel train. So we're going to keep on playing a few more gospely blues numbers, and I hope you dig them. Here they are on 90.3 CKUT FM to get us started off on the part two of the gospel blues train here on Hotel the Blues is the Spirit of Memphis playing If It Ain't One Thing, It's Another. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Moving right along, we're going to bring Brother Stepto around. We're going to tell you something else in song. If it ain't, never mind the grammar, if it ain't one thing, it's another.
One thing is another.
Oh yeah.
One thing is another.
When you think you're
one thing. If it ain't one thing, it's another.
What's John a-riding? About the Revelator.
Hey, book of the seven.
great advocator, cast them on the Fatima's eyes, for telling the story, rising in glory, cried, Lord, to the love of Samaya, tell me who's that riding?
John the Revelator.
Who's that riding?
John the Revelator.
Who's that riding?
John the Revelator.
Hey, for God the seven. Well, what's done riding?
About the Revelator.
What's done riding?
About the Revelator.
What's done riding?
About the
Revelator. Hey, for God the Well, Moses to Moses, watching the flock, saw the bush where they had to stop. God told Moses, pull off his shoes, out of the flock, oh, well, you are choose. Tell me, who's that riding?
John the Revelator.
Who's that riding?
John the Revelator.
Who's that riding?
John the Revelator.
Hey, for God. Well, what's done a riding?
About the Revelator.
What's done a riding?
About the Revelator.
What's done a riding?
About the Revelator.
Hey, for God, the seven seals. Well, who are we? They held and cried a holy, bound and folded, son of our God, daughter of Zion, Judah the lion. He redeemed us and he bought us with his blood. Tell me, who's that riding?
John the Revelator.
Who's that riding?
John the Revelator.
Who's that riding?
John the Revelator.
Hey, for God, the seven seals.
Welcome back. The last couple of tracks you just heard in that set was the Fisk Jubilee Singers playing a number, which I guess which should be a message encoded in every American and every Canadian who is an anti-immigrant person. They should, and who thumps, who's a Bible thumper, definitely should listen to that number. That was the Fisk Jubilee Singers playing Everybody Ought to Treat a Stranger Right. Definitely a message important for politicians today, who especially who purport anti-immigrant rhetoric. If you're toting the Bible and you believe in God, and You shouldn't be anti-immigrant. That's plain and simple message to you right there. Anywho, that number they played was actually a cover of the artist who followed. That was Blind Willie Johnson. That was John the Revelator, the last track you just heard. I think it's about time we kind of go back to a bit more of a straightforward kind of blues that we've been enjoying on this program consistently, I hope. This is next number coming up is Johnny Otis, or the Johnny Otis Orchestra with Leon Sims called, and their number, Ain't Nothing Shaking. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Shout till a cat came along and threw me out. Now ain't nothing shaking. No, it ain't nothing shaking. My heart is breaking cause it ain't nothing shaking tonight. She was round, so firm and fully packed. Curves in the front and curves in the back. Now it ain't nothing shaking. No, it ain't nothing shaking. My heart is breaking cause it ain't nothing shaking tonight. My love comes down cause it ain't nothing shaking. No, it ain't nothing shaking. My heart is breaking cause it ain't nothing shaking tonight. We'll be right back. shake, baby, just leave me alone, cause I'm looking for a woman who can move the bones. I want something shaking, gotta find something shaking. My heart is breaking, cause it ain't nothing shaking tonight.
Thank you.
Welcome back. The time round about now on your dial should read 10:54 p.m. You're listening to 90.3 CKUT FM, and the program is Hotel de Blues, broadcasting from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal in unceded Mohawk territory. I hope you've enjoyed this program. I've been your host, Vishwaramakrishnan, playing you some of my favorite blues hits, associates, and affiliates. Just to cap tonight off, the last couple of tracks you just heard in that set was Damon Fowler and his number, Ain't Gonna Rock With You No More, followed by my favorite doo-wop group playing a really bluesy doo-wop number, kind of showing you the ties between doo-wop music and the blues. That was Nolan Strong and the Diablos playing Please Try Me One More Time. Now, I know on this program, I usually try to stay away from the big blues hits, you know, just to give you a bigger breadth of what the blues is, so that other than what you could probably hear on any blues radio station, which I don't know of any other blues radio stations. But if you did, they're probably be playing the hits. So I want to give you more of the deep cuts, you know, so you can appreciate it more and, you know, find some different music, different blues music to groove to, you know. That's part of what we try to do here, you know, expose you and broaden your horizons about what the blues is all about. But in any case, you know what? I think I'll make an exception because this has been a number that I've been playing a lot recently, you know, on my guitar, but also just it's been stuck in my mind a lot. Anywho, here's Bobby Blue Bland to play us out tonight. Thank you for listening. This is his number, Ain't No Love in the Heart of the City, a popular blues-ish number. Please tune in once again, same time, same place here at 90.3 CKUT FM between 9 p.m. and 11 p.m. to hear more of your favorite blues hits, associates, and affiliates. Once again, I've been your host, Vishwaramakrishnan. Have a good night, folks.
90.3 FM.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Exhausted. All the air pushed out.
Yeah.